ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय,
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
चैप्टर 18 कंक्लूजन, The perfection of renunciation, text number 33. Dritya yaya dharyate mana pranendriya kriya yogena vyabhicharinya dhriti sa partha satviki Dhrityayaya dharyate manapranendriya kriya yogena vyabhicharinya dhritisa partha satviki. Please repeat. Dhritya, determination. So now we're going to go through this next topic, determination, and again through the three modes of nature. Yaya, by which dharyate, one sustains. That reminds me of that verse where Krishna says, Rama, what verse does that word appear yet? I know it appears. Let's see if I remember. Chapter 7, verse number 5. Aparayam itastvanyam prakritim vidime param jivabhutam maharbaho. Now we're missing the first word, that last line. Hold on, let's do it again. This time, just let me remember it. Okay, so. Now see, can't remember. Old age is creeping in. Okay, everybody turn to 7:5. What is Jiva Bhuta Mahabhayo Yayedam? Yayedam Dharyate Jagat. That's the word. So that word Dharyate, how is it translated in that chapter 7 verse? No, the word for word, in the word for word. Just go to Dharyate. Utilized or exploited? Yes. Key there. Utilize or exploited. So who exploits the material energy? Okay, the conditioned soul. And if you had the choice between which kind of conditioned souls, the demons. And who would utilize it? Devotees. Because that's one of the principles of ISKCON. Utility is the principle. What's the force? Purity. Right? What is the basis? Books. So, purity is the force. Books is the basis. Preaching is the essence, and utility is the principle. So it's not that we, because the impersonalists, they negate, they avoid. We utilize the material energy. Look at me. How much material energy am I using here? Tons. Exactly. But it's okay. Why? Because, right, I'm serving Krishna. That changes everything. So it doesn't matter how much material wealth you have, it's what you're doing with it. Like that Indian man, follower of Satya Sai Baba, tried to trick me. Prabhuji, is money good or evil? And I said, neither. It's what you do with it. You use your money for good things? Good. You use your money for bad things? Bad. That's the key. Okay, next word, mana, of the mind. So what process is all about the mind? Chanting, okay. Huh? Can't hear you. Yoga. Yoga. Everything about yoga, this first thing is control the mind. Okay. Prana. Life. Indriya. Senses. Kriya. The activities. Yogena. By yoga practice. Avyabhicharinya. Without any break. That verse appeared towards the end of chapter 14. Mangchayo. And there you go. There's the word. Dhriti. Determination. So, did Hanuman have determination?
Yes.
What about Sita?
Yes.
Yes. What was Sita's determination? But what? How did she prove her determination? She never surrendered to Ravana. That was her determination. That no matter what he tried to do, threaten, she remained determined. No, Ram will come and get me. That was her determination. And you could say Ram was determined to get Sita back. Yes. Okay, sa, that. Partha. O son of Pritha. Satvaki. In the mode of goodness. What was Jatayu's determination? He tried to rescue who? And how did he prove his determination? Even though somebody told them not to. Who told them not to? No. Sita. Why did Sita tell him not to? Yeah, Ravana is going to kill you. But who? But here's his determination. Didn't matter, did it? He wanted to do something for his friend. Who was his friend? Dasarath. Not Ram. Dasarath, that was his old friend. Okay. Shall we continue? Please repeat. O son of Pritha. That determination which is unbreakable.
Which is sustained.
With steadfastness. By yoga practice. And which thus controls. The activities of the mind. Life and senses. Is determination in the mode of goodness. Purport. Yoga is a means to understand the Supreme Soul. One who is steadily fixed in the Supreme Soul with determination, concentrating one's mind, life, and sensory activities on the Supreme, engages in Krishna consciousness. That sort of determination is in the mode of goodness. The word avyabhicharinya is very significant, for it indicates that persons who are engaged in Krishna consciousness are never deviated by any other activity. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse, I think it's 41. Go there. Tell me what the translation to 241 is, please. I think that's the verse. Ah, English, give me the English.
Are
resolute in purpose.
And their aim is
one.
O beloved child of course, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is manifest.
Yes, so here is, that's why I picked this verse. When you are in Krishna consciousness, you have this one pointed attention. How to go back home, back to Godhead. That one single focus carries you through everything. Whereas the non-devotee, what happens? Maya comes, drags him here, drags him here. What did Prahlad say to Nrisimha? Prahlad said, the conditioned soul is like a man who comes home to six wives. Men, can you imagine that? What happens when you come home? Prabhuji, come here, do this. Prabhuji, come here. Imagine you had six wives. All six wives would say, one would take your arm, one would take this arm, one would take your leg, one would take the other leg, one would... Yes. That's Prahlad's example. What are the six wives that Prahlad's talking about? No. Six senses. Who said that? Oh, very good. Come to the head of the class. Very good. Eyes are pulling you. Ears are pulling you. Nose is pulling you. Tongue and the sense of touch. What's the sixth one? Mind. All these things. So Prahlad said the conditioned soul is just like a man who comes home to six wives. You're constantly being torn. But in yoga practice, you stop this nonsense. No. Control. And where does the control start? And that's why Lord Chaitanya's first instruction? Cheto darpana marjanam. Control the mind by what process? Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but that's a different six. Yeah. No. That verse, yes. No, excuse me. I thought you were talking about Kam Krodh Dat. No. That verse is the same, the six senses. So it's the same. The knowledge acquiring senses and the mind. Those are the six senses. Yes. I thought you were talking about Kam Krodh. I thought you were going. Right. All right. Shall we go on further? Yes, we should. I just answered my own question. Okay. Please repeat. Yayatu dharma kamarthan. Dritya darya terjuna. Prasangena falakangshi. Dritti saparta rajasi. Yaya. By which? To. But. Dharma. Religiosity. Kama. Sense gratification. So, what is the opposite of kama? Ah, of course, akama. Very, very good. Nishkam, very good. All right. So, in the material world, here Prabhupada is saying kama is sense gratification, right? Is that how Prabhupada translates it here? Yeah. Either yes or no. Are you reading the book with me? All right. What would be in the material world? This word kama refers to what? Yeah, sex, love, you know, right? What's the opposite? Ah, prema. This subject is there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kam means what's in it for me, my personal sense gratification. Where prema is, and that's why Prabhupada said, real love is Radha and Krishna. That's real love. There's no break. There's no sense gratification. So the two different words, this is what Krishna Das Kaviraj explains in the Adi Leela chapter 4. The difference between kam and prema. Love of God and lust. Okay, let's continue. Arthan, economic development. Vritya, by determination. Dharyate, one sustains. Arjuna, or Arjun. Prasangena, because of attachment. Phalak akanshi, desiring fruitive results. Vritti, determination. Sa, that. Partha, O son of Pritha, Rajasi, in the mode of passion. So, two of these words in this verse go together. What are those two words that they go together? In the word for words, I see two that you can hook together. What do you see two words would go together and complete? One would be an explanation of the other. Got to use your thinking caps. And what would that be hooked up with? Determination. Mind? Where is mind in this verse? What's that? What is he saying? Okay, here's the answer. Kama and phala akanshi. You see how those two go together?
Yeah.
Sense gratification means what? You're desiring fruitive results. Do you see the correlation, how those two go together? Now, in this verse, one word is the cause of the other word. Look at the verse. One word, you have to have one word, and then you can have the other one. Anybody? Or I'll give you a clue. In Hinduism, in the Vedas, you have four Purusharthas. So now, answer the question. It's in the verse. One is the cause of the other. If you're going to be pious. Huh? Yeah. So who causes what? Who causes, what causes what? What is the cause of the other? You got the answer now. I got to know which one causes the other. Causes religiosity? Really? What causes the other? We just had the answer. Huh? Kam causes what? No. First is what?
Dharma.
Dharma is the cause of sense gratification. You can't have sense gratification first, right? Isn't there dharma, artha, kam, moksha? So for in Vedic culture, first you have to have... Okay, now, which society has no dharma but has kam? Which kind of culture? Western, which is demoniac. The demons don't have dharma, do they? Right? Not just Western. Even in India. Follow? Do you see what I'm saying? In a nice human society, first you have religiosity. Okay? Then you have, it's here too. Then you would have economic development, right? Arthan, right? And then with that, what do you do? Sense gratification. And when you get disgusted with that, a word we had in a previous verse. Remember that? We had that verse? Right. But first is dharma. But in a demoniac society, no dharma. That's just make economic... That's what America's doing. We need economic development. Then we can enjoy nicely. Okay? No, they have no idea of moksha. No. All right, please repeat. But that determination...
But that determination...
By which one holds fast...
To fruitive results...
In religion...
Economic development
and sense gratification is of the nature of passion.
O Arjuna.
Now, those of you who have read the beginning verses of the Bhagavatam, This description, look at what we just read. This description. What kind of religion is this described in the second verse of the Bhagavatam? Excellent answer! Why is it cheating religion? Right, and also because it's material, right? And therefore the Bhagavatam says right at the beginning, hello, this Bhagavatam kicks out this kind of cheating or materialistic religion, which is prevalent all over the world. And it's all over. Whereas pure religion, the religion of the Bhagavatam, is all about serving God out of, who said that word? Love. Love. Or in the beginning stage, duty. Love, you can't just jump there. First you have to do it out of duty. Once you get purified, you get spontaneous, then we can talk about love of God. But first, it's duty. All right. Good. I have to make you think. Yes. All right, purport. Any person who is always desirous of fruitive results in religious or economic activities, whose only desire is sense gratification, whose mind, life, and senses are thus engaged, is in the mode of passion. Let's do one more. Please repeat. Yaya swapnam bhayam shokam.
Yaya swapnam bhayam shokam.
Vishadam madam eva cha.
Vishadam madam eva cha.
Na vimuchati durmedha.
Na vimuchati durmedha.
Dhriti saparta tamasi. Yaya,
by which?
Swapnam,
dreaming.
How many kinds of dreams? What categories? Night dream, good, and?
Daydream.
Just like you're in school, the teacher is blah, 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 where are you? Somewhere far away. And then the teacher says, hello! Even happens in the class here. It happens here. Prabhuji is speaking, they're going, enough of this stuff. And then your mind goes, let's go over here. And then I ask you, what? Yes, night dream and daydream. Any difference? There's no difference. They're both dreams. There's no difference. Okay, bhayam.
Fearfulness.
Shokam,
lamentation.
Vishadam,
moroseness.
So, doctor, you deal with this, don't you? In your profession. This is all the things he deals with. Madam,
illusion.
Eva,
certainly.
Cha,
also.
Na,
never.
Vimunchati,
one gives up.
Durmedha,
unintelligent.
Dhriti,
determination.
Sa,
that.
Partha,
O son of Pritha.
Tamasi,
in the mode of ignorance.
What's another word for ignorance which is sometimes used instead? Whenever you see this word tamasi, sometimes it'll say the mode of ignorance or the mode of darkness. Yes. Please repeat. And that determination,
which cannot go beyond dreaming,
fearfulness,
lamentation,
moroseness,
and illusion,
such unintelligent determination, O son of Pritha,
is in the mode of darkness.
Yes, we see this all the time. Artists and different people, they take some kind of intoxicant, then they come up with all these ideas and plans, and sometimes they write them down. Then the next morning when they wake up from their intoxication, it's what is this gibberish? They realize, what? But when you're intoxicated,
You thought it was, we've got it now. We figured it out, the master plan. But because it was in the mode of ignorance, we wake up the next morning, you look at it, makes no sense. Purport, of course, you don't have any experience of that. I do. Because you grew up in Satvagun. All right. It should not be concluded that a person in the mode of goodness does not dream. Here, dream means too much sleep. Dreaming is always present, either in the mode of goodness, passion, or ignorance. Dreaming is a natural occurrence. In fact, in the Bhagavatam, dreaming is one of the five symptoms of intelligence. When Kapila Dev is instructing his mother, doubt, dreaming, other things. Maybe I'll find it later. There are five characteristics or symptoms of intelligence. Prabhupada makes that point that just accepting everything, whatever, doesn't show any intelligence. Doubt is a symptom of intelligence. But what happens if you don't dispel that doubt? What can happen? You'll become like in this verse, morose, like Arjuna, which is why Arjuna told Krishna, I want you to dispel my doubts. Having doubts, there's nothing wrong with that. That means you're intelligent. But your doubts should be dealt with, should be resolved, should be answered. And therefore you go to Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra to remove, or a psychiatrist, to remove those doubts. Fantasies. Dreaming is always present, either in the mode of goodness, passion, or ignorance. Dreaming is a natural occurrence. But those who cannot avoid oversleeping, who cannot avoid the pride of enjoying material objects, who are always dreaming of lording it over the material world, and whose life, mind, and senses are thus engaged, are considered to have determination in the mode of ignorance. Yes, at some point, you have to come to the stage of realizing material existence is just one dream after another. Let me finish this dream. Let me go. Where? Back home, back to... Isn't there a famous DVD about this, Kamlesh? I think this is a very famous DVD. If anybody wants that DVD, just ask Kamlesh. All about going back to Godhead. Which is why we sing that song, Jeev Jago, Gora Chandra Bole, Kota Nidra Jao Maya Pisa Chira Kole. Everybody in the material world is dreaming, just like the dream of lording it over the material world. Now, next year is election year, so you have everybody is like, I can be president. Yes. All these fools and rascals are now getting all their funds together. I can be president. It's just another dream. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra. Rohan, are you ready?